brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is from the Associated Press. U.S. Mint suspends sale of gold buffalo coins. Many other headlines that are similar. They have suspended the sales of that coin and placed major limits on other coins. That's new coins being issued because they don't have the gold. That's because in the real market, it costs a lot more than what's going on in paper. And every day, it's widening. Now, ladies and gentlemen, these are some of the most gorgeous coins. Coming up is George Butler in studio to give us his perspective from military intelligence and business and as a realtor on what's happening with the economy here in Austin, Genesis talk show host. That's coming up in about 5 minutes, but I want you to understand, the only reason you're hearing this deal is because I wanted to get a few buffaloes a month ago, and I told Ted I wanted some. I only buy a few coins here and there a month. Sometimes I can't even do that, trying to convert a few Federal Reserve notes into this as backup. And he had trouble getting it before they suspended sale, but Ted got a hold of some limited supply, a limited supply, and he's got them at a very low price. These things are selling at 20, 30, 40% premiums right now. They're a gorgeous coin, and it's one of the latest coins that the U.S. Mint's putting out. You cannot get this coin hardly anywhere, and they're selling at huge premiums. He's got some other coins. You know, now even the francs and the British sovereigns are selling at premiums, but Ted buys when the market's going down so that he can offer it to you at a discount. But understand, this is a limited time with these buffaloes, first come, first serve. Ted, tell them about them.
Yeah, it is actually very limited, and I do have them available right now at 920. When you asked me to go out there and find them, I mean, there are people that wanted over $1,000 for these things. A very limited supply. You can get them right
now. Two are mine.
Yeah, $920. And, if you want them, call us at 800-686-2237. The franc coin is an interesting story. I was talking to my dealers. There is no francs out in the United States. That market is pretty well dried up. My supplies are coming in from Europe. And
folks, don't be stupid. Use opportunities when gold is sitting there, not going up or down. Use it. You are nuts if you don't. Ted, tell folks about some of the other offers, not just the buffalo.
Yeah, sure. The buffalo is a great buy, but the francs are right now available at 190. And I also have the British coin, that British sovereign. Currently right now, that coin is at 234. Either one of those are a wonderful buy. The buffalo is very limited. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to just, my brokers are watching the numbers on them as they go. Once they're gone, they're gone. And, you know, I'll be lucky to get some more of them if I can, but it's very limited. But if the smaller coins are better for trade anyways, and you can get a lot more gold.
See, there's Ted's instinct. He don't want to sell you this collectible coin that they've run out of, and the mint's running out of other coins and limiting sales. He's trying to give you the better deal. I'm just telling you, these are gorgeous coins. For people that want something is just gorgeous and that is in such demand you can't even get them, here it is, 800-686-2237. But you better call right now, because they're not going to be there. But you heard him. The francs are drying up. Some of the sovereigns are drying up. I mean, these are mainline, bullion coins that are drying up. It's all over the news about gold shortages, silver shortages, but the elite are trying to suppress the price. You can see the criminal activity going on right now, ladies and gentlemen. Protect yourselves from this inflation while you still can. I mean, I cannot believe stronger in this. Just like I say, have firearms, be self-sufficient. Don't send your kids to public school. Folks, get gold and silver. They've got just great deals right now. Buy while the market is sitting still. Don't wait till it explodes past 1,000. 800-686-2237.
There's no question about it. I mean, that explanation of the Federal Reserve System, and of course, we've been working on that for how many years with the Alex? I mean, how many times have we talked about that creature from Jekyll Island book? I mean, right now, you need to get out of those Federal Reserve notes and you need to get into gold. There's no.
And Ted, you're also still offering that deal of a silver dollar that I know cost you about 13, 14 bucks a piece. No, you're paying 20 now for a silver dollar. I heard that ad running. Are you still offering, if you buy the creature from Jekyll Island, getting a free silver dollar?
You absolutely get a free silver dollar, and the silver dollar is worth more than the book we charge. $19.95.
I was about to say, folks, that's insane. 800-686-2237. Ted, I want to come back for 1 minute with you and then George Butler.
had the opportunity to speak to my 90-year-old grandmother at some length here recently, and she was talking about the Great Depression, and we were talking about the gas prices, the food prices, this economic uncertainty we're in, these, you know, really kind of perilous times. No one knows where we're headed or where we might end up. And she was reminded of the Great Depression and how in those days, folks who lived in the country did okay because they had chicken and eggs and they could grow gardens and can their food, but how difficult it was for people who lived in urban areas or in the cities because they didn't have the landscape for gardening or the know-how, and they didn't have the chickens and the livestock, so it was a lot different for them. Well, we know one thing's certain right now. We're headed into much higher prices on food, and there is a global food shortage. Now, what can you do to prepare? Do what I did. Sell some toys off in the garage. Go to the J. Michael Stevens eFoodsDirect.com company. Get some food and put it away and be safe. Put a little security in your life. You deserve security. Go to eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Put some food away. Do it now. 1-800-409-5633.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SOLAYSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In studio with us for the next 52 minutes is George Butler. I might even keep a little bit longer when Peter Schiff, one of Ron Paul's top financial advisors, market advisors, joins us in the fourth hour today. I will continue with calls later in this hour on the economy at 1-800-259-9231. We are streaming live right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. That will also be archived for PrisonPlanet.tv members as it is each and every day. Don't forget we have the free podcast now for about a year and a half at InfoWars.com with the whole show every day to your MP3 or iPod. Now with over 80,000 people downloading that a day and growing. So that is also exciting. I wanted to go back to Ted Anderson just briefly. Ted, I wanted to get your comment on the financial terrorism with the Federal Reserve. Ted Anderson, of course, of Midas Resources, watching the metals commodity markets closely there on the inside of it. I mean, this was so clear, terrorizing the public, the Congress, saying if you don't pass this, there'll be a depression. They say no Monday, 4 days ago. It plunges $1,200,000,000 in one day, terrorizing the public. The president's plunge protection team didn't prop it up that day, and then the public, it still isn't acquiescing, but the Senate passes it. The House set to pass it today or tomorrow. Ted Anderson, your take on that?
Oh, yeah, and you know, it probably will pass tomorrow. When it does, just hold on to your hat because there's going to be so much new currency coming into the system through that Federal Reserve System. All that money is being printed from thin air. and to bail out the, you know, the, who are they bailing out? They're bailing out the member banks that have the risk here. They're basically saying one more gash into the taxpayer to solve our
problem. They know it's going down, and they're going to try to set up a world banking system with world laws out of that. Again, they pose the crisis, then they pose as the saviors and offer the false solution.
Alex, a world banking system would be the ultimate way to collect labor from the entire world, and that, they've been doing that to us here in the United States for the, you know, since 1913. And it's just crazy that we let this come along in the first place.
Well, that's what the New World Order is. It is a global corporate takeover of the world's energy supplies, finance, the food systems, everything.
It's the biggest form of serfdom there is out there. We will become their slaves. We'll be working for them, and they will produce nothing, and we'll be turning over our production.
Well, here's the bad news. There's not enough gold and silver for the general public of the West to protect themselves. But the good news is, because we can't help that, the good news is at least our listeners and people that are informed know that they still have time to get into gold and silver and other metals before it's too late. Because once the people find out about hyperinflation, it's already with us but going to compound now, there won't be enough gold and silver. And the price will be so high, most people aren't going to be able to afford it because we're going to have a depression and a deflation in jobs and the amount of money people can get at the same time while prices are going up. Stagflation. So stag hyperinflation. Stagflation was invented by the bankers in the 70s. I guess we have to call this stag hyperinflation. I can't think of a worse scenario, Ted.
Yeah, you got joblessness right now, and you also have printing of money. The two of them goes together. You're gonna have price inflation, and unemployment's gonna go up at the same time. That's crazy. I mean, the people are just straddled. The people that are getting hurt the worst are the people that have been saving all their lives, entering into the retirement age, and they're not gonna have any value left in their currency. And what are they gonna go to Social Security? There's not enough money there. They dope the figures. They're not going to be.
But not just that. They won't even pay you for the cost of living increase from inflation.
No, they won't, because they'll go off the CPI, and the CPI is a doped up figure that's not even real. Everybody knows that.
All right. All right. Well, Ted Anderson, again, I bet in 5 minutes you've already sold out of those buffaloes. I
would call right away. If you're interested in those buffaloes, I would call right now, because there is definitely not a lot of that to go around. Also, right now, you're talking about that Creature from Jekyll Island. That book is $19.95. You get the silver dollar for free. Right now, you're paying $20 for silver dollars, so it's a great buy. I mean, if you want to go
800-686-2237, and to get that, tell them Alex Jones and Ted Anderson sent you. 1-800-686-2237. Folks, it's a win-win-win-win-win. The margins here are so small, but it supports the network, makes this show possible, lets Ted hire more board ops. He just got an even better Star Guide satellite for stations that didn't get the notice. We're switching over to that in a month. We have both Star Guide feeds going right now. It allows you to get gold and silver at incredibly good prices. Win, 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 because Ted buys when the market's going down. So when the market's going up, he can pass on those discounts to you. And you can get the Creature from Jekyll Island, that I know sells for like $24 in bookstores. Ted's selling it for $19.95, and you get a free silver dollar. You can't get silver dollars for below $20. So that is basically a free silver dollar. You cannot beat that. $19.95 for this Creature from Jekyll Island, the history of the banking system. You may know all about it, but your neighbors, your friends, your family don't. So you get the book to give to somebody, read it yourself, and then give it away, and you get the silver dollar. You get a free silver dollar. I don't know how you're offering that, Ted. 800, may not after this show with me plugging this, 800-686-2237. Ted, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex.
You bet. Okay, shifting gears, and I'm going to keep you a little bit in with Ship if you've got some questions too. George Butler. George Butler has a Saturday evening show here on Genesis, and I've known George for years. George Butler, so much is happening, so much is going on, but you're also a longtime real estate agent. I know you're involved in brokerage as well, because you brokered a deal on another office we leased. So I want to talk about, you know, the overarching banking infrastructure, but then the real economy on Main Street, Austin, the supposedly, you know, wealthiest per capita city in the country, the best city to live in, rated the last 4 years consecutively, still the best. But we see restaurants I've gone to for years are closing. My wife went to the mall yesterday to get some prescription glasses. No one was at the mall. It's usually jam-packed at that time. We're seeing, I mean, in this city, it's supposedly the best. I know some other real estate agents, and they say the market's dropped about 20%. The media isn't really covering that, but they said in the jumbo loan, in the million-dollar houses, which are four bedrooms in this town, the price has gone up. People are refusing to sell, and they're refusing to lower their price, but nothing's selling for months. So I want to talk about Main Street as well from your perspective. George Butler, good to have you here.
Yeah, thank you, Alex, for inviting me here today. Yeah, Main Street is being affected in a way that that was predicted by many. I think you predicted some of this along with Ted and others over the years.
Well, I didn't predict it. The bankers said they were going to do it.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
I just said, the enemy's declared war.
Well, you started announcing it early on, though, that we would be put into some kind of a depression or some kind of a severe recession. And so you were at the forefront with other people. But we're seeing now that credit lines are being audited by some of the largest banks. Chase themselves are auditing out in El Paso. I have some contacts out there. And they got back and they said, well, the loan would be two or three weeks later than possibly they could make right now. So they are stalling on some of our loans right now.
I mean, we see the credit markets shutting down to a great extent.
Yes, the mortgage loans in Austin, Texas. Austin has been an exception to the rule up until now. And I've noticed in the last 3 to 4 weeks, I've been getting all 3 to 5 times as many emails from realtors, and everyone is reducing prices right now. Now, that figure you threw out earlier, the 20% or so forth, we saw a reduction over the last year of 20 to 30% in not in prices, but in reduction of sales themselves. We saw a rise of about the same amount in number of listings. We saw a decrease in sales themselves of that much, but the price has not been weakened until just recently. We've seen the last 3 to 4 weeks prices coming down more so than we've ever seen before.
And you're a realtor. Keep breaking down those numbers for people, what that means. And supposedly the best city in the country for real estate and business, we're seeing a sudden plunge.
Yeah, when Austin started being affected, and that's what I'm saying, in the last month, I would say, we were starting to really be affected. And the million-dollar houses and so forth were first affected when we first went into this over a year ago. And now we're seeing it move into $100,000, $200,000 houses. We're getting emails daily, 5 to 10 emails from different realtors saying reduced here, increase of commission here, and so forth. And so it's having an effect right now in probably one of the premier real estate markets in the country, which is Austin, Texas.
What does that mean to you?
Well, we're going to see. I've been through this tight. We call it a tight money period. And that means credit is going to be not easy to get. We rely on some well-heeled private investors to make some of our loans. So we're outside the normal mortgage market in some of our transactions. And so we do take some of our mortgage business and sales to private individuals. That's one way to deal in a market like this without depending on the existing the traditional credit lines.
Now, going from Main Street to the larger perspective, give us your perspective, you know, living a while, seeing markets go up and down, similarities with this market to old down times, and then anything different you're seeing this time.
Well, here is different. I think the financial terrorism, which y'all have set out very, very, very well in detail, is something I've never seen before. We've had down declines before and recessions and so forth before, but we've never had these pronouncements, especially by the president, when the president started threatening about pension funds and things like that. Now, one of the precursors to this was about a year ago, a main investment manager, I think it might have been Goldman Sachs or one of those companies out of New York, approached our teacher's retirement pension fund. And it was about in April of 2007 that they decided to give that investment company $30 billion out of the Texas Teacher Retirement Fund. And the article, the way they portrayed the investments, they said these would be more risky types of investments. And I'm sure that they meant derivative types of investments that they invested. That was
That's right.
Billion.
We've had looting of state and federal and private pensions. We've had them change the laws so companies can do that. And so you've also had a quiet shift into that area.
Well, mark to model is what they've been using to estimate a future value of a derivative, and they're using an algorithm and they can concoct any algorithm they want to project into the future. Enron was using the same technique.
Well, let's talk about that. What's the public going to do when they learn that it isn't just the bailouts, that they've already sucked your police, firemen, schoolteacher pensions dry? Stay with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you want to pay for the government bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? You may have no choice. Obviously, taxpayers are on the hook for over $6 trillion. That's right, $1 trillion in mortgages held by these two corporations. The part that most people don't realize is that this bailout can have significant adverse effects on their 401ks and IRAs. Unless you're planning to help pay for this bailout with your personal retirement funds, you need to act now. The solution is to fund a self-directed IRA with gold and silver. Put your retirement money beyond the reach of government financiers today by calling 1-866-323-5665. Safe Grow IRAs are just a phone call away. That's 1-866-323-5665. Mike or Jim at Midas Resources can help you protect your retirement nest egg. Get informed and ask for our free report on the unseen fallout of the Fannie Freddie rescue. Call 1-866-323-5665.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one of a kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., we're here live and we restream the show. For 20 hours that we're back live at Infowars.com. If you're listening to us on an AM or FM station, those are wonderful affiliates. Support their sponsors and tell people at red lights, the grocery store, at church about the local station, whether they carry us live during the day or rear us at night or both or carry the show on the weekend. I have a lot of affiliates that do that as well. Be sure and support those sponsors, ladies and gentlemen, because they are solid gold in the fight against the New World Order to really reach people. There's a lot of ways we are reaching out. George Butler is a real estate agent, also a broker, and he has been working in it for a long time. We were getting into pensions, and that's a whole area I haven't really gotten into during all this. They have already sucked those dry, come in and paid off local politicians, put that into their banking system, then leveraged it out. And, I mean, any way you cut it, it's going to be a depression or a mega depression. On the good end of depression, on the bad end of mega depression, they're calling in U.S. military against the American people. I mean, I can't believe this is even happening. I mean, I intellectually knew they were setting up for it, George, but to see it unfolding, continue with the pensions.
This is a prime example here. The teacher retirement system takes a hit on Lehman Brothers stock holdings. This was reported in our local American Statesman by the staff. Robert Elder wrote this article. U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission filings show that the retirement system ramped up its holdings starting in March when Lehman stock was trading near $50 per share. At the time, the system held about 1 million shares. The retirement system then went on a buying spree, raising its stake to 4.3 million shares by June 30th. During those 4 months, however, Lehman stock fell below $20 per share, a 60% drop. They are hustling these retirement funds into the hundreds of millions of dollars, and in some cases, billions they stand to lose.
And that's all over the country and all over the world.
This is just right here in Austin, Texas, and this is the teacher retirement should be raising hell about how these funds have been invested for on their behalf.
Remember,
they got into too risky investments because the derivative thing needed to be fed.
Remember Orange County alone 5 years ago when hundreds of billions of dollars got sucked out and they found it was, quote, risky investments, they were derivatives? Again, that's why they then started sucking other pension funds dry, was to try to pump that bubble up. And no amount of pumping will fix it. All it will do is steal your investments and devalue your currency.
Exactly. What they've done is use this mark to model accounting method. Now, that is one thing I think that in this bill that they're trying to get back to a mark to market system of accounting versus a mark to model. The mark to model enabled these pension funds, I mean, these investment funds and mutual funds and Lehman Brothers and so forth, to use a very esoteric accounting method to project into the future what they thought that those derivatives would be worth. And I think they're just revising the models just to stay solvent now.
Now, while we talk about what's happening in the international banking centers, you know, the finance markets and the finance economy, meanwhile, again, here in Austin, I am seeing the economy contract fast. I mean, it's like an overnight effect. I mean, restaurants that 6 months ago I could never get into, you know, because I'd be at work and say, I want to go eat at this, you know, restaurant, and it would always be too full to get into. Now I went to one of these restaurants a few nights ago, and it was about half full. I mean, we're seeing an immediate effect.
Yeah, when you're saying a credit expansion has a multiplier effect because it puts money into other people's hands, they in turn spend the money and buy and put in investments. Well, the opposite is true when you have a contraction of credit. And that's what we're experiencing right now. And the contraction does create more of a dynamic of contracting, just like it would on the upside.
George, we've seen this whole police state being prepared, gearing up, the government saying they're doing it for financial panic years ago, while they carry out the financial operations they know will bring it to fruition. What does your gut tell you when this is really going to start breaking loose and get so bad that it can't be ignored?
Well, I think you probably have a better handle on that than I do. There have been reports of bringing some units home from overseas that would do street. You and Mike Hansen did some wonderful videoing down in Kingsville, and I think you tried to do some in San Antonio, but did they not resist that?
No, they came and put guns to our heads and took the video.
Yeah, they did. So y'all had a forewarning of some of this. All I can say is that keep your ear to the ground and listen to some of these units that the National Guard and some of the reserve units and active Army units should give us some advance notice, but I don't think it's going to be much.
Well, they've been saying now it's admitted what we said a decade ago.
Yes,
they're saying, no, we are here for you. We are here to engage the American people.
Well, they have been training in regular Army units and National Guard units. They've been training for riot control and crowd control and civilian unrest and riot. And those guys I saw in St. Paul were terrible. Those Darth Vader uniforms.
Oh, that's right.
And they were mean-spirited, too.
You and Richard almost got arrested a few times when they would just arrest whole peaceful crowds. Let's briefly talk about that when we get back and anything else you want to cover, George, and then take phone calls. Ben, Robert, Rick, and others.
Okay, fine. I think we made that video available to you just recently.
Fantastic. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us after this quick break. In fact, I'm going to skip this break. I'm going to skip it for InfoWars listeners.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
They say you can't predict the stock market. If you trade on a regular basis, you've probably heard that lie. But what if I told you there's a way to know which way the market will go each week, a whole week in advance? Do you think you could benefit from this kind of information? The guys over at eMiniForecaster.com put out a weekly forecast line. They call it a G-line, which forecasts the direction of the stock market a whole week in advance. Impossible? Head over to eMiniForecaster.com and check out their forecast history to see for yourself. eMiniForecaster.com predicts the market one whole week in advance. It's simple to use and can give you the market edge you've been looking for. If you're an active trader in the markets, go directly to eMiniForecaster.com. That's eMiniForecaster.com right now for more information. Again, that's eMiniForecaster.com.
This is Rob at eMiniForecaster.com, and I approve this message.
Peter Schiff, one of Ron Paul's main economic advisors. Ron Paul's got international awards for economics papers himself from von Mises and others Institute. So this is a quite expert, and I've read a lot of his papers and seen him on international and national television. So Peter Schiff, his maiden voyage with us coming up in about 27 minutes. I do want to get to your phone calls at 800-259-9231. But I tried to get Richard Reeves in here, who's done camera work for us and who's driven us in D.C. and Dallas and at some other events. But he said, why don't you just have Butler on? And so I was meaning to get you on about that, but then all this financial stuff happened. But just in a nutshell, Reeves told me you guys almost got arrested repeatedly. The police were clearly targeting peaceful crowds. In a nutshell, what did you witness at the RNC in Minneapolis, St. Paul?
Well, I began to witness it not at the as close in. Richard went right in there with my camera and got some footage that was unbelievable. But I saw it from a little bit further back. But there was the Darth Vader riot control, and they encircled before the speeches were over, and right in front of the state capitol of St. Paul. The state capital of Minnesota, they encircled the whole crowd. And I said, oh, my gosh, what are we in for? And it was hell getting out of that circle once they encircled us. But Richard went right in and waded in there and got right close in. And at the very end, we went back to find the last remnants of that of those demonstrators. We found them parked on the Marion Bridge, surrounded, handcuffed, and they'd been pepper sprayed, surrounded by EMS vehicles, and the police were celebrating this great victory. Eating little Twinkies or whatever and drinking Coca-Cola. You know, I mean, they were really, you know what I mean? They got a kick out of subduing these peaceful demonstrators.
And then lying to the media and saying they were violent, showing a few videos of anarchists who they never arrested, who had some witnesses, and this was reported by mainstream media, said anarchists would come from behind the police line, bash a police car window out, and run back into the cops. Now, they've been caught provocateuring, and police have been caught dressed up like anarchists before. Did you see any of that?
Richard went in on Monday. We didn't get in there until late Monday evening, and I was only part of the demonstration on Thursday. But Richard was in there, and he escaped through a parking garage. He has quite a story where he ducked out of the crowd, and they were encircling them and getting ready to arrest the whole bunch.
That's
of
right,
them.
And he reports the stage deal.
And he went through a building, and it led to a parking garage, and they weren't covered. The police had that not covered. And he got through that parking garage out to the outside of the circle. And but on Thursday, I ordered him out of there, okay? And I told him, I said, Richard, I see him coming in. I was outside the circle at that time, and I was safe, so to speak. And I said, Richard, I order you out of here, period. You get out of there now, you know what I mean? And he said, yes, sir. And I'm a little older than he is, so seniority worked on that. And he got out, and you know how he got out, Alex? He walked out with some office workers that had still been behind the lines. Inside the encirclement.
Because for those who don't know, they just arrest everybody.
Yes. And he walked out with them like he was part of the office worker group, and they let him down.
And that sends the message, don't be part of protests. Don't come out to events.
Exactly.
Don't engage in your First Amendment, your right to assemble. And if the feds have to, they hire these anarchists. In some cases, the anarchists do it on their own. I'm not saying all anarchist groups, but you know, clearly the ones that are doing this. Any other points from the RNC?
Well, the mesmerizing inside, we saw Palin speak on Wednesday and Thursday evening. I was sitting there, and there was one person in that whole auditorium that did not stand and did not clap for McCain, and that was me. I would not, because of what I know about the gentleman, and especially the POW problem of not going back and getting our POWs back.
Well, was this all mass mind control?
Yes, exactly. It was this cult of personality that was operating on such a scale that it was overwhelming to me.
It's the same thing.
Depressing in a way to see that many people go for this.
Losing their minds.
Yes, yes. Just go, you know, crazy because they want to jump on the power wagon.
Oh, listen,
right?
I'm hearing neocons calling to shows.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, she's still a genius. It's a trick when she acts stupid. She's going to show them tonight. And no, we're not saying we're for Obama, folks. We're saying it's cult of personality with Palin and Obama.
Yes, both
These
sides.
These men run nothing.
Both sides. They did it in Denver and they did it in St. Paul. And it's cult of personality and they've got everybody mind washed and going.
All right. Speaking of psychology, you've studied this.
Yes.
A lot of the public's breaking out of their box, and then they engage in financial terrorism, and some went back into it. But Congress is afraid of being blamed for a depression, so they're going to probably go along with this, and then all the other fleecing that's going to go on that will devalue the currency in your pension funds. But I mean, just briefly, the psychology of people that live in denial. I know they buy into a worldview. And then they will defend that worldview no matter what all the evidence shows to their own detriment. Can you speak to that psychology?
Yes, I can. What they're actually supporting is the false self. And we've moved away from that at birth, and we've been fed by our families and other people that are suffering in the same mode. And it's the mode of delusion. And
it's play acting is what I call it.
Exactly. And that personality, that identity of who we think we are is a false self. And it's fed by what's wrong in the world, not what's right. And I maintain that forgiveness can bring you out of that and establish a greater objectivity. And non-judgment and forgiveness of self and others can create a dynamic that is awakening. It's awakening dynamic.
That's right. A lot of people, and it's very complex, but just a bit simply, put a little feeler into this whole delusional system. People think if you're warning them about something that they're doing you a favor even listening and that somehow you're trying to show off to them because they're so self-centered, they've been trained to be self-centered, they can't imagine someone would have an instinct to want to warn them and help them. I mean, it's sick.
It's sick, but it's also frustrating at times, is it not?
Oh, very.
You have a heart that wants to help people in such a powerful way that when they don't respond immediately, sometimes it can be frustrating. But that's, we're all frustrating. But patience is love. And that's the hardest thing. It only takes a little time to learn it because you know, it's a thing that takes time for sure, mainly. And that's patience with one another because humans are not like light bulbs you can turn off and on. It takes time to work with them. And people that have been turned off of you 5 years ago are your friends today.
Well, I mean, that's why I don't get mad at people. I just feel sorry for them, and I try to warn them or show them something. And you know, if they disagree, that's fine. But if they get that weird, self-assured, you know what, eating grin on their face of like pleasure, and or you know, so what? Or you tell some yuppies, hey, they're going to take our existing roads we paid for and give them to a foreign corporation. They'll just laugh and say, so what? Like saying so what gives them power over it.
Yeah, there's an arrogance there, but it's not the real self that's speaking. It's this false glorified self that's interacting with you. And that's really the cause of warfare, is where we have these abstracted selves fighting with abstracted selves. They're not real identities. It's a conjured up construction. It's an imagined identity of who people think
they
are.
No, I know. You always talk about that, yeah. And it's very strange when you lose more and more of that. And then people take my aggression and my fury as an ego-driven thing. It's the opposite.
I know it is.
It's an instinct-driven thing out of basic survival. But so many people, I mean, I remember being 3 years old. I talk about this a lot. And I was out on the back porch by myself playing, and I was a superhero jumping on and off the back porch. I remember it was Batman or Superman. And it was a sunny day, and I had this huge, like a thunderbolt hit me, and it said, you're play-acting. You're not really the superhero, and you're not the whole world. You are just a tiny spark of life for a short period of time. It wasn't a child's thought. It was like this whole download. And I realized that I was, you know, just this little flotsam and jetsam on the sea of humanity and time and thousands of years and everybody that had come and gone and those that were going to come in the future. And it wasn't crushing. It was liberating. And then my whole life I realized that other people are still playing dress-up. They're still imagining. They're still, but that's what trinkets and baubles and signets and symbols are all about, is like you said, this false template. Unconscious people.
Yes, you have a connection to reality that not many people have. No, you see it, but because you have this connection and your studies over the years of the world system, then you can see how evil that it really is.
Well, the elites are self-actualized, though. I mean, the elites also are conscious and understand in a mechanical way, but it's very cold with them.
But when you see it at the depth and you see the beast to the center, I mean, to the depth that not many people see it. And I see it in the same way. Okay. But it's upsetting to us to see it like that and then trying to reach out to people and they're not responding like we want them to do sometimes. It can be frustrating.
Absolutely. I wanted to get into a few other issues, but let's go ahead and take some calls. Well, before we go to calls, any other issues you wanted to bring up?
Oh,
I know you got hundreds of things here on the computer to talk about.
Oh, yeah, I've just brought up that we've still got the bell out, and they're talking about a rescue bill now.
Are you going to be watching the Palin?
Oh, yes, I will.
Biden.
Yes, Palin comes from a very religious background, and so that's where, and maybe Dominionism, perhaps, of taking a religious thought and trying to enact that into law. That's basically that idea.
Well, she certainly uses that as a front to get support.
Yes.
I think with her, it's just like a beauty pageant. It's all completely fake, but that she's bought into it.
Well, you know the coverage that you gave on Georgia, the response that she gave about the Russians was totally off the wall.
Well, she said we need to go ahead and have war with
them. I mean, that was... That,
she said we need to have a war with Russia.
That is totally, I can't describe...
Well, I mean, also, you know what, let's go ahead.
Worthy a comment that was.
I meant to do this, and I'm going to do it not to make fun of her, but to illustrate that literally, first let's play Miss South Carolina, where she just throws out a bunch of mismatched stuff, terms she heard, has nothing to do with the question, and you watch Sarah Palin, and as long as she's giving you some fake conservative line, it sounds eloquent, but she's reading off a teleprompter, folks. Okay, and then they make a big deal about, oh, the teleprompter broke and all this crap. She had written prepared. I mean, this is all about, oh, look, she can talk on her own. My God, this is so amazing. I mean, all these people are reading prepared speeches. Now, when she does get an interview and people say, well, what about the Bush Doctrine? They say, oh, well, that's a liberal media trick to make her look dumb. That's, you know, that's too complex for her to know. Well, no, the Bush Doctrine is preemptive war, global government, torture, evil. But, you know, she just totally, but John, you have that clip of her on Katie Couric. Let's play that second. Let's play Miss South Carolina first. Here it is.
Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for us.
Thank you very much, South Carolina.
And by the way, she's a genius compared to a lot of people. You talk to men and women now, they don't even know what states are. They don't even know what different forms of government are. And I mean, it doesn't give me any pleasure like I'm some smart guy. See, the globalists and their minions, they enjoy the ignorance of the public. They revel in how people are dumb. They enjoy conning. They think they're part of the system, though they're being crushed too, most of them. But then those of us that do care and understand that what comes around goes around and that we can't be a free society with all this idiocy, we're just horrified at this. You try to talk to somebody like Miss South Carolina, and they're everywhere, they will just arrogantly snicker at you and, you know, shake some baubles at you, some bling, and say, look, I have bling. I have booty. Now, let's go ahead and play. Now, listen how similar she is, Sarah Palin, with Miss South Carolina. Here it is.
You've cited Alaska's proximity to Russia as part of your foreign policy experience. What did you mean by that?
That Alaska has a very narrow maritime border between a foreign country, Russia, and on our other side, the land boundary that we have with Canada. It's funny that a comment like that was kind of made to, reporters.
Mocked.
Yeah, mocked, I guess that's the word, yeah.
Well, explain to me why that enhances your foreign policy credentials.
Well, it certainly does, because our next-door neighbors are foreign countries. They're in the state that I am the executive of. And
have you ever been
in
involved with any negotiations, for example, with the Russians?
We have trade missions back and forth. We do. It's very important when you consider even national security issues with Russia, as Putin rears his head and comes into the airspace of the United States of America. Where do they go? It's Alaska. It's just right over the border. It is from Alaska that we send those out to make sure that an eye is being kept on this very powerful nation, Russia, because they are right there. They are right next to our state.
In fact, I sent you a bunch of clips last week, John. That's not the one. It's the one where it sounds just like I sent you a bunch. I should have. A week ago when I sent it to you, I knew the clips, but I sent you too many. That's not the one. There's another one with her where she sounds just like Miss South Carolina. I'll find it on YouTube and play it. And, I mean, she's just like, and then we do it in the trade, and that's how we friends and helping. John, you got some more Sarah Palin clips, right?
You're pretty good at that.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was actually, not good, but you know, made up. I mean, but that's
we got the airspace. We got the border there. We're going to go across there. We're going to invade Russia.
Well, we can find the clip where she said we need to attack Russia.
Yes. Now, that's dangerous. That's dangerous.
No, it doesn't matter. And the point is, we're not saying vote for Barack Obama. It doesn't matter. In Travis County, we don't have voting. It's been proven to be a fraud. That's how serious these bankers are. Let's go ahead and talk to Ben in Virginia. You're on the air with our guest, George Butler.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
I was one of the protesters in D.C. that you actually put up on your website on Monday. I just wanted to say that, this whole bailout bill and everything else, it's so clear now, and people are so angry. While it was down in D.C., I actually saw a tourist, a lady who was just there touring the Capitol, screaming at House representatives, you know, asking them, why are you robbing us? Why are you doing this to us? And people are so angry right now. We just need to find a way to tap into that.
Well, I agree. And it shows that the people are finally starting to wake up and are not. I mean, again, when Congress has a 9% approval rating even before this, It shows that both parties are now hated. People realize both parties are in bed together, and they need a good-looking woman, or they need a handsome, articulate black guy to make it look like it's new and different because it's not an old white guy. But that's it. It's skin color and gender is the only difference with these people.
Yeah, I think the more protesters we get out in D.C. in the next couple of days, the better, because I got on the front page of MSNBC. You know, I know other people who have been able to infiltrate the news. And basically, the more active you are, the more it shows that we don't want this bill. It doesn't matter if they try to cover it up. You can tell all your friends. Everybody will know. That's what it comes down to.
Absolutely. Anything else?
Thank you very much.
All right, I appreciate your call. I am busy here trying to find the particular clip I sent John where it sounds just like Miss South Carolina. I mean, she is just babbling incoherently. Well, everybody's seen it. The clips have been everywhere. All right, we'll come back and take some more phone calls for our guests. In fact, if I want to take the calls, we're going to skip this break, too, on the Internet at InfoWars.com on those exclusive streams and on PrisonPlanet.tv. So we can keep taking your phone calls and get them all in before the hour ends. And our next guest joins us, Peter Schiff, financial advisor to Ron Paul.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photoblocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photoblocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photoblocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photoblocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
I did find a bunch of the clips of Sarah Palin sounding like a babbling idiot.
Well, explain to me why that enhances your foreign policy for that.
Man, I tell you, that clip is a completely dirty one on the air. Before we leave, I don't think we're ever leaving the studio. I need to get this line fixed here. Point is, I'll find it. John, I sent you about 8 clips last Saturday of her, and I think it's the first clip I sent you is the one, but I guess you didn't save that. Instead of me trying to play them here from Texas. Let me just hear some during the break. Now I'm going to play this. I should have played it when I first sent them to you, and I never got around to it because there's so many of them. I want to find a particular one. Let's go ahead and take another call. And George, pop in any time here. Up next here is Rick in Texas. You're on the air, sir.
Hi. What's the background of John Cornyn? I know that they both voted yes, Kay Bailey, and I know she was a reporter in Houston, but can you show me a little bit about John Cornyn, please?
Well, he was a state judge and involved in all sorts of neo-connery. He's just another fake conservative, another stuffed shirt puppet for the New World Order. I mean, most of these people you see are nothing but fish lures. I mean, I don't have conversations with purple worms at the sporting goods store. I don't have really conversations with Kay Bailey Hutchinson or Cornyn. I mean, if you've got some outside House members that are good people and aren't controlled, like Ron Paul and a few others, we interview those. But talking to a Cornyn or they're nothing but bait for the public. They run nothing, do nothing. They're just total puppets. They're called cutouts. You want to comment on Cornyn? You know, we're right here in Texas, George Butler.
Well, I believe he does have some kind of a Navy background also, if I'm not mistaken.
I mean, the point is, he's just a nothing puppet who runs nothing, does nothing, and they really hate that when you point out they're just nothings.
But I think he's got a strong tie to Clear Channel, I believe, communications also.
Yeah.
I believe.
Well, what does it? And they put the UT Permanent Fund to buy all that up, and then they hand that over. Again, they take everything. It's just everything. You know, universities are big into football now because that's all they really do. There's not much education, not much teaching. You know, they double, triple tuition. They're state run. They're supposed to be free for citizens. The oil and gas in Texas take UT, and it's a cutout. It too is a front. And 90-something% of their actions is owning businesses and industries and taking your money out of the country. Anything else? I mean, why do you bring up Cornyn, Rick?
Oh, I think they should go to jail.
Yeah, but see, they run the jails. They own the private prisons. I appreciate your call. You know, and they got a bunch of brainwashed cops, just like the public. Don't worry, the cops are going to lose everything they got to. So you get to share in what you brought down on us. Don't worry. You can laugh and smile all you want. You'll get what you need. Don't worry. Paul in California, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'm one of the organizers of a micro power station here in Berkeley.
And good job.
We play some of your stuff on the air, as well as, you know, a lot of the folks that you air. And there's one question I have for you, and that is, I like the idea of nationalizing the Fed, but unfortunately that puts the government in charge of it, and I suspect that they would be just as greedy and corrupt as the people that are running the Fed right now.
No, we need to take it over and point out it was a criminal organization and put the Fed directors in prison, as Ron Paul, the congressman, called for on the air here last week. People should get that article and get it out to everybody. You know, we need to have that idea first in our minds so we can do that. But no, we grab it, we monetize the debt, we arrest all these people, we throw them in prison after a jury of their peers finds them guilty, and then we go hunt down the New World Order worldwide and bring them to justice. And then we, get rid of 2 million of the 3 million cops, let them go get real jobs again, and we decriminalize drugs, let the nonviolent people out of prisons, we start arresting real criminals, and if your car gets broken into, your house gets robbed, the cops are going to do what they used to do, put their nose to the ground and go off and do police work, and they can go back to getting pie and coffee and being loved instead of hated. Be right back in 1 minute. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.